This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Many of you have dogs. And whether it's a Labrador, poodle, or pug, chances are you think your dog is pretty cute. Commentator Julie Zickafoos has made peace with her own dog's looks, despite some prior misgivings, and she hopes there's a lesson in that for everyone else.
I never much liked the look of dogs with mushed-in muzzles and googly eyes. Pugs, bulldogs, Boston Terriers. I was always more of a hound person. I thought a dog should have a nose. I underwent a seismic shift in my dog breed preferences when my youngest son entered preschool. It had to be hormonal. It had to have something to do with the maternal drive, inappropriately directed. Suddenly, these animals with their big, forward-facing eyes and round heads were immensely appealing to me. As my friend Margaret dryly observed, "You were done having kids, so you got a dog that would look like a baby for the rest of its life." Well, yeah. We got a Boston Terrier puppy, mashed in face, googly eyes and all, named him after our favorite jazz musician, and went on to become rabid fans of the breed. From time to time, when I'm out and about with Chet Baker, I run into people with opinions about Boston Terriers. They don't necessarily realize that I really only want to hear positive, informed opinions about Boston Terriers. You wouldn't walk up to someone driving a Ford Escort and start ragging on escorts, would you? Okay, bad example. I had a man once volunteer his chagrin that Chet Baker's face is so ugly, which is too bad because he'd be such a nice-looking dog otherwise. Okay, any more comments from you? Or are you content to wake up some night to the sound of my heavy breathing, my silhouette against the moonlight, arm raised? Chet and I were sitting in the car, waiting for the school bus on our country road, when an acquaintance who was also waiting got out of her car and asked, "Is that one of them Boston Bulls?" "Yes," I replied, "he's a Boston Terrier." "Them things is hyper." "Well, actually, he's only..." "No, them things is hyper. My cousin has two of them, and them things is hyper." I smiled, nodded, and raised the electric window, effectively sealing off her tirade, like that scene in the movie This Is Spinal Tap, when the cab driver is trying to convey the greatness of Frank Sinatra to the rock band in the back seat. "When you've loved and lost the way Frank has," and zzzp, up glides the window. Of course, she gave me a little gift that keeps on giving, because "them things is hyper" has become a catchphrase in our house now, whenever we catch Chet Baker stretched out on the carpet, legs pointing fore and aft like a sleek black Batmobile or a puddle of lazy ink. This has been a public service announcement for people who do not own dogs. When you see someone with their dog, be it delicate or ponderous, meek or fearsome, smooth or wrinkled, and you feel the urge to comment, think before you speak. Know that the animal, no matter how odd, baggy, or scrofulous, is loved, is a thing of beauty to its owner. Find something nice to say, or don't say anything at all, just like Mama told you.
Julie Zickafoos is an artist, writer, naturalist, and dog lover. She lives in Whipple, Ohio.